And joining us in the studio, fresh from a soiree last night, can we call it that?
We're still basking in the, afterglow.
Glory. Yeah.
John Fitzgerald, Geelong Connected Communities, welcome to the studio.
Daryl, great to see you again. And Rox, thank you for last night. You did a fantastic job.
No problemo, Fitzy. Now, it was really,
Do you notice she's a little bit ill today, though? And I did leave with her early. So
two glasses of champagne. No, no.
Yeah, and cold flu tablets. Tell you what, hey, happy days. No, no, stop it.
Okay, kids, don't take drugs.
No, John Fitz, it was so exciting last night because it really was a celebration of the fact that Geelong Connected Communities in 4 years has just given away all up $1.2 million. I said a million.
A million, yes.
Crowd goes wild. Good work.
I should have kept my little popper because we got poppers and like the little, what do you call it?
The whistles, the birthday blowers. You know, the ones that roll out?
Yeah.
Mine didn't work.
Oh.
Wasn't highly supported in the marketing think tank either for the night, the blowers, but it was an absolute winner.
It was a hit, and I put Keith my Fag little hat and Keith Fag put a party hat on.
Yeah, there's some pictures that people will want to
cover. Okay, you're never going to get that out of your head.
No.
So no, look, it was terrific, and it was great to see a heap of our sponsors there, and it's easy enough just to write out the check, but to actually sort of embed yourself in what's going on is what we're after, that we want people involved, and that's been terrific.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that one thing was really clear, that this germ of an idea that really did start here in Geelong 4 years ago through the fabulous Pat Manane, who was heading up the Bendigo Bank at the time, has now gone Australia-wide.
Yeah, they're taking this model to all states, which is terrific.
Just awesome. Love it.
And, of course, we did find out last night that the time it took to get to the first million is now shortened. And
that's right.
So the first 4 years to the first million,
yep.
2 years to the next million, and then a year to the millions after that. And then then we'll just have millions and millions and millions.
Billions.
Billions.
She's waving her arms about now. As always, John, you've brought in a special guest for us to speak to today.
Yes, I've brought in Joe Plummer, who, amongst wearing a few hats, is the chair of the Geelong Regional Football Committee.
Mm. Now, we've
indeed
spoken to Joe about that before. Welcome to the catch-up, Joe.
Hi, welcome back, Joe.
Thank you. It's wonderful. What a privilege to be back.
Oh,
stop it.
To have you
no,
here.
Stop no. it. Don't stop.
Yeah,
don't.
No, stop. Stop for her. Stop her. No, it's lovely to have you in the studio. How are things?
Things are pretty good. We've had lots of activity since we last spoke. Mm. And, of course, today we're here to talk about the Breakfast on the Bellarine, which is being sponsored by Connected Communities.
Mm. All yes. right, so do you want to explain what that is and how that relates to the idea of bringing the football, or, you know, the Football Association?
Mm. So Football Federation Victoria are the people, obviously, who are responsible to, well, we are responsible to, and they have this fabulous program called Community in Business, which is about bringing community partners, business, sport, media, community partners together to really enjoy and grow things that are great for the community. And so Geelong has been very lucky to secure only one of four of these events in the state. So we're super lucky.
This is really exciting. So tell us a little bit about the breakfast.
Yeah, so the breakfast is happening on the 18th of August, which is a Friday morning. We're holding it at Simmons Stadium in the captain's room, and it's a two-hour event. It will be lots and lots of fun. We expect to get at least 200 to 300 people along. Of course, there'll be a great lineup of personalities. It'll be emceed by the famous George Donnyakin, who is a great personality.
George Donnyakin from SBS back in the day. Do you remember him?
George?
Yeah.
Argentina.
Yeah, lots of fun. Lots of fun.
He's gorgeous.
That's very good, Daryl.
Yeah, he did that very well.
When he was doing that on Channel 10 on the weekends. Yeah, but anyway.
That's right, he was.
So it's going to be a great morning. And the idea is that the money raised from the event...
Yeah, so there's a couple of opportunities here, and not least of all, so investment in football around Geelong has obviously not kept pace with other sporting codes.
Sorry, aka soccer.
Soccer, yes.
And so we are, for people who don't know, football, as in soccer, is actually the highest participated club sport in the country. And Geelong is the fastest growing in the state.
Wow.
And so, of course, we've got all sorts of growing pains. So it's a super opportunity for both business and community organisations to grow with us and get on board. So there's a number of priorities that we can work with. But, of course, our hand isn't just out to collect money. There are many, many objectives that the community organisations around Geelong have. And I'm very sure from our stakeholder mapping exercise that we have done that there are many of those objectives that we can really help people achieve. So a good example of that would be linking schools to sport.
Yeah, sure.
And of course,
that seems an obvious
The
one,
ultimate goal
it?
Is to get an A-League team for Geelong and, you know, grow through like we have with...
I want that.
Me too.
What would we call them? Have you got any thoughts? Let's talk about that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, you may know that I'm on the advisory board
which is great. But
which is awesome, though.
The growth we've seen in VFL and AFL women,
yes, we
want to see that same growth, of course, for soccer, don't we?
Yeah. We do. And to have the growth that we've got at the grassroots level and then to connect that with an A-League team would just be an absolute game changer for the region.
That's right.
Very excited.
And a lovely progression from juniors all the way through. So it would be a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And not that I love the look of soccer players, but let's face it, they're a lot prettier than rugby players, aren't they? Is that what are you all looking at me like that?
Daryl and I are prettier than rugby players.
Yeah, actually,
and I'm a soccer player.
My fridge is
I've been hit around the head less, but apart from that,
bull neck.
Yeah, it's just gone somewhere it didn't need to. We probably need to get Jo back to talk about the other hat that she wears with that another time.
Yes, otherwise we'll be awesome. Sorry, we're taking your time up, and it is wonderful to see yet another organisation, John, in our community that some might not necessarily know about, but also understand that Geelong Connected Communities is supportive in so many different ways. And one of the areas, your pillar areas, is events that include the community, and that's what this is. Mm.
Now, just before we finish up, Jo, if people want to come along to this breakfast, what's the best way for them to grab a ticket?
Yeah, the best way for them to do that is to basically jump on the website. So breakfast on the Bellarine, and of course, we're just really making sure that it's a very simple email address that you can go to, which is communityandbusiness.com.au.
Beautiful. All right, so grab your tickets there. John, wrapping up?
G-Town United.
Okay.
Be a great name.
G-Town United.
I don't mind it.
G-Town I like you.
I could work with that.
So okay. Could I. I can see that on a T-shirt.
We'll workshop that one. John Fitzgerald, Jay Fitz Consulting, if you need some good advice, go there. Jo, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
John,
thanks,
we'll catch you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Rox.